And tonight is Monday night, March the 3rd, or 26th day of the month of Adar 1. This is the Gemara share, and we're in the middle of the second parak of Masechet Sukkah.
Okay, number 9. Okay, Rabotai, we're on Daf Chafei Amid Beis. We started the sugi of Chasan, and we're going to see multiple brises tonight, which make reference to this as well. So we'll just reread quickly the Gemara, which starts about two-thirds of the way down. The Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Omar Rav. Chosen v'hashushvinin v'chol b'nei ha'chupa p'turim in ha'sukkah. Chosen and all of the and the people who accompany the chosen, the shoimrim, and all of the wedding party are exempt from sukkah all 7 days. My tarma mishim debol l'michdei, because they have to celebrate. Ask the Gemara, v'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'sukkah. Why can't you eat in the sukkah and celebrate in the sukkah? Answers the Gemara, ein simcha ela b'chuppah. The only simcha that takes place, and the only sheva brachos, is in the place where the chuppah took place. The Gemara is going to change its mind a couple of times about this. Or at least the place where the chasan will be spending the 7 days. In the time of the Mishnah, they used to build a special house for the chasan, and it was called Beit Chasanit. That was what it's called, a Beit Chasanit. And in fact, the Mishnah, for example, in Tanis, which tells us that Mishenichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha, one of the illustrations are Binyan Shel Simcha, that during the 9 days of Av, and from our practice from Shabbat Batamas, one should avoid Binyan Shel Simcha. What does Binyan Shel Simcha mean? It means if you're building a private residence, that's perfectly okay. But don't build the house or the room, the chambers, that will be used to host the Chasan and Kala for their wedding and for the Sheva Brachas. So that's what the Gemara means, Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppa. Ask the Gemara, V'lichlu B'Sukka V'lechlu B'Chuppa. Let them eat their meals in the Sukkah and then rejoice in the Chuppa. Answers the Gemara, Ein Simcha Ela B'Makam Suda. Simcha and Sheva Brachas is only in conjunction with a meal. So the meal has to be there. Ask the Gemara, v'le'evlu chuppah b'sukkah. Why can't you make a chuppah, or the chuppah room for where the chassan will spend his 7 days, build it in the sukkah? That's all. Or at least some of the 7 days. Build it in the sukkah. and he'll be able to eat and rejoice in the sukkah. So we had seen a machlokes. Abaye Amar Mishum Yichud, for Rava Amar Mishum Tzar Chasam. Abaye says that the issue is potential Yichud, that since the majority of Sukkot were made on the roof, and it's not terribly well traveled on the roof, if the Chasam is going to have to find himself, he has to go to the bathroom for a few minutes, somebody else might be in the chuppah, upstairs, in the chuppah sukkah, alone with his wife, and he will violate the Isur of Yichud. And Rava says, no, Mishum Tsar Chasan, based on the fact that the room itself, the sukkah room, is the way Rashi explains it, is very narrow, and it's open. Because after all, a sukkah only requires three walls. And as a result, he can't have as much fun with his challah because it's open to the public. It's not very private. So that's another reason why he would not have to be spending 7 days in this particular sukkah, and therefore he is exempt. Ask the Gemara, my binayu. Ika binayu, deshrichi inchi dinafki va'ayli lahasam. Difference is in a case where there is plenty of traffic. The sukkah is not up on the roof. The sukkah is on Grand Central. Grand Central. Plenty of people walking into this sukkah. It's the mandam mishum tsar chasan. The mandam mishum yichud lecha. If the only concern is that the kala will remain alone and with one guy, then there's nothing to be concerned about. That there'll be plenty of traffic here. The mandam mishum tsar chasan ika. But if the reason is, according to Rava, based on the fact that it's open and so on and so forth, and the chassan can't really rejoice with his challah, under those circumstances, he would still be pater. Fine. Now, the Gemara here deals exclusively with the mitzvah of sukkah. Turin min ha-sukkah. We will read two other, a braisa, which is a machlokes tindra tamatam Rabbi Shela, and then we'll frame the question that is driving the majority of Rishonim in this particular sukkah. Amar Rabbi Zeira, ana achli besukkah v'chodi besukkah. I, when I got married, ate in the sukkah and rejoiced in the sukkah. Okay, he probably, apparently got married right after Yom Kippur, before Sukkot, and he went ahead into the sukkah. The kol shkein dechodi libai dekoavid notarte, and what made me even happier that I was able to do two mitzvahs. I observed the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, and I observed the mitzvah of being mesameach my challah, and so on. So I was delighted. Very nice. Tana Rabba. Chasan. The hashush vinin, the chol bnei chuppa, pturin min hatfila umin hatfila mitfilin, the chayavim bekriyashma. Chasan and his shomrim and the entire wedding party are exempt from davening and tfilin and are obligated to recite the shema. Mishum Rabbi Shela amru, chasan patur. V'hashushvinin v'chol b'nei ha'chuppah chayavim. The chasan is pater, but everybody else is chay. Don't look any place, Rabotai. Don't look at anyone. He already didn't follow instructions, Howard. He already peeked in Rashi. Don't look anywhere. The Gemara here has quoted three different mitzvahs. One, p'turim min ha'sukkah. Two, p'turim min ha'tfila. Three, p'turim min ha'tfilin. And for some reason, chayavin b'kriyashma. So let's leave out the chayavin b'kriyashma for a minute. What would you say the Braita and Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda should simply have said that would be one message covers all? Just say, if you permit to put them in our mitzvah. The chassan and whoever is attending the body is involved in mitzvah. The mitzvah, simchas chassan v'kal, right? There's a mitzvah. Being misameach chassan v'kal. So if being misameach chassan v'kal interferes with davening, so you're exempt from davening. if they're having a gala breakfast, apparently, and so he couldn't put on tefillin, or it's going on all day. This is a marathon Sheva Brachas. So you'd be exempt from tefillin. Why don't they simply just say that they're oisik for mitzvah patur min hametz? So here is where we have a machlokes rishonim, and Rashi is the point of departure for everybody. Let's take a look at Rashi. And Rashi claims that it is because of the fact that all of the Tanaim in this Braisa, and apparently Rav Avraham Bar Zavda as well, are of the opinion that there ain't no such halacha as Isaac for mitzvah, patur min hametz. They disagree with that principle. Let's take a look at Rashi. Right, and then there has to be each mitzvah which we exempt you from has to have an extraneous reason. Because it's the umbrella of Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min hametzvah will not apply. So there's got to be a particular reason why we exempt you from sukkah, which the Gemara just did, either because of simcha or because of yichud. And then the Gemara does not even bother to explain, if that's the case, why you should be exempt from davening and tefillin, but Rashi will fill in the gaps. And then we'll see a raavad. Says Rashi, Turim in Hatzila, Dibayi Kavana. Davening requires a certain type of kavana. And the party atmosphere that generally prevails at a Sheva Brachas doesn't lend itself to very good kavana. Why? Why? Because it's party time. And it's very difficult, at that location at least, to what? To go ahead and to daven. I imagine Rashi may have thought about a New Year's Eve celebration. Right? Try diving on Times Square. Because I don't know, the Sheva Brachas that we go to are not so wild. But imagine there was a New Year's Eve bash, that type of festivity, and Tempahe is supposed to concentrate. Umin Hatzilin, Mishum the Shicha Shikrus, the Kalus Rosh. Because when people get together at a Sheva Brachas, there's lots of wine, right? Vahashtiya kadav aonais, free flowing, as is the case in the Megillah Esther, people get drunk. By right, Rashi could have used the shikrus factor for davening as well, because the shikr is not allowed to daven. Rambam says if you daven while you're shikr, tilaso to eva, it's considered an abomination. So, but Rashi certainly says that's applicable to tefillin. It's simply not lefit void tefillin, where there is a special halacha of watching, of guarding kedushas tefillin, that would be compromised if what? If you're drunk. So, what? No, I don't know. Why does tefillin require kavanah?
Why what?
Tefillin doesn't require any more kavanah than anything else.
You can't have
kavanah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. In that respect. Right. No, because I don't think it means mitzvah kavanah, because then you can say that about every mitzvah.
Yeah.
Every mitzvah is mitzvah kavanah. Kriya Shema also requires kavanah. In that respect. And he's chayav in Kriya Shema. So now let's take a look at... So that explains, and Rashi will say in 2 seconds that the reason why I am compelled to give you separate explanations for either of these, because these Tanaim deny the halacha of Isaac Bar Mitzvah. So let's see what Rashi says. Why are they chayavim b'kriya Shema? Now, again, why would you... give me a simple reason. Don't look at Rashi. Give me the reason why you think you should be chayav in Kriya Shema. No, a simple reason. Simple reason. No, without knowing the parameters. Phil is also the rice. If he was the rice, could the rabbi also? Not just why. Very based on the Nahalek that they're developing.
No. You know what? Why not? Profound. Why not? If there is no blanket rule as to what? As to Isaac forbid the Pata Mina Mitzvah, the only thing that I am obligated to explain to you is what? Why I'm exempt from davening, which Rashi did. The only thing which I'm obligated to explain to you is why I'm exempt from tefillin, and Rashi did. I don't have to explain why I'm chayav in Kriya Shema. Why am I not obligated to explain the chayav in Kriya Shema? Because the assumption is that I'm chayav in all mitzvahs. Because if that's the premise, because they don't believe it, Isaac permits the Pata Mitzvah, as Rashi was saying in a second. That's what Rashi's comment is going to be. Rashi's comment is not going to really explain why you are chayav in Kriya Shema. Because the answer to that question is very simple. Why shouldn't you be chayav? There is no blanket hefder extended to anybody. That doesn't exist. So if I can't come up with an explanation for Kriya Shema, automatically I'm chayav. So now, as Moshe just said, that's the Rashi. Rashi knows very well that there are many similar features between what? Davening and Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema also requires Kavanah. And it's not here the Kavanah what? Lotzeis? Because that you can say about any mitzvah. It means the special Kavanah. The Kavanah that he had in mind by davening is that you are aware that you are standing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the middle of Shemon Esrei. Amido l'fnei Hashem. And what is the Kavanah in relationship to Kriya Shema that's so unique? Kavanah to Alokhu Shemayim. You have to understand what you're doing. What, it's not just to read, but it's to engage in some type of mental commitment. So Rashi says, okay, I'm aware of that, but in this particular case, even in New Year's Eve, party-like atmosphere, you can discharge the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. V'chayavin v'Kriya Shema. The mitzvahs kavanasa eino elo l'pasuk rishon. Although Rashi himself is of the opinion that mid d'oraisa, the first parsha, is d'oraisa, not just the first pasuk. The first parsha is d'oraisa. Nonetheless, the special level of kavana that you must possess during the recitation of Shema, this Kabbalah Salmat Shemayim phenomenon, that does not have to be present beyond the first Pasuk. Eino Ela Pasuk Rishon. Therefore, V'yecholim liyashev da'atan sho'o kitana kidei likro Pasuk Rishon. Therefore, you can what? We can expect you that even in a party zoo-like atmosphere, that you would be able to focus and concentrate for the time it would take you to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's what Rashi points out. And the reason why Moshe and everybody else, why I tell you not to look at Rashi, because ultimately, Orevi's responsibility is to train everybody that you can become Rashi. That's what the Rebbe's responsibility is, that you can become the next Rashi. And all you need is a little guidance to think through the issue, how to see how Rishonim approach it. And that's why I always tell myself, don't look any place yet. Don't always be necessarily influenced by what someone else says. First try to think, and 99% of the time you can get exactly what Rashi says also. 99% of the time. So Rashi says, so therefore we know why there's a difference. We know there's a difference. Rashi's keeping his little secret in the bag until he finishes with Rabbi Sheila. Mishum Rabbi Sheila Amru, he disagreed. Rabbi Sheila does not want to extend this to the people, the shomer of the chasan, nor does he want to extend it to all the people attending the wedding party. Who does Rabbi Sheila extend it to, limit it to? Only the chasan, says Rashi. Mishum Rabbi Sheila Amru, chasan patur. V'chol b'nei Hashem v'chayavim. Patur v'kriya shma. Detorid Ushar b'nei chuppah chayavin. Now,
You could have read Rabbi Shela in two ways. What are the two ways in which you could read Rabbi Shela? Two ways. That what is he reacting to what the Chachamim said? All of the Tanakhama said that everybody is patur from tefillah and chayav and b'kriya shema. Right? Now Rabbi Shela says chasan patur v'hashin erchamim and chayavim. Maybe Rabbi Shela is disagreeing on the entire thing. That whereas the Tanakhama say that the exemption for tefillah and tefillin extend to what? To all three components, Chasan, Shomrin, we call the Shushvinim, and the Bnei HaKotha, Rabbi Shela say no. Chasan Potter. Chasan is Potter on the items which the Tanakhama said. Namely, the Tanakhama said that the Chasan is, the Tanakhama said that all guys are Potter from Tzvila and Tzvilin. Says Rabbi Shela, no, only the Chasan is Potter from Tzvila and Tzvilin. And the other guys are kind of everything. That's one way to explain Rabbi Shela. Not the way Rashi chooses to interpret. Rashi chooses to interpret it that essentially Rabbi Shela agrees with whom? With the Tanakhama about the other people, namely about Tfila and Tfilin. He's in full agreement that the other people are Pasha, also Pasha. The only player he disagrees is that he grants an additional exemption for Kriya Shema for the Chasan. Whereas the Tanakhama did not want to grant the Chasan an exemption for Kriya Shema, or any of the other people, the Tanakhama did not want to grant an exemption from anybody for Kriya Shema, Rabbi Shela says, you know what, I am willing to grant the Chasan an exemption. That's the way he seems to read. Mishum Rabbi Shela Amru Chasan Potter, Mikriya Shema, Ditarid, because his mind is totally preoccupied. Ushar Bnei Chupa Chayav. Okay, the other guys, as we just said, are Chayav. Now Rashi releases the bomb. V'leslahu lahani tanoi ha'oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. And these tanoi, neither the Tanakhama nor Rabbi Shela acknowledge that there is such a principle of Isaac permissive Patam and Amit. Therefore, I have to come up with excuses why I'm going to exempt the group based on other considerations for Tfila and Tfila. So we have a machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah articulates the principle of Isaac for Mitzvah, Patam, and HaMitzvah, and the Braisa disagrees. It's not unusual to find a Braisa that disagrees with the Mishnah. It's happened before, it'll happen again. So that's what Rashi says. Truth be told, apparently, when Rashi did not say this, but one could have been tempted to say that it's not only the Tanoim who disagree, but who else disagrees? But now, they were commenting about who? Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Bar Zavda, name of Rav, he also disagrees about the principle. Why? Because he had to have Abaye and Rava had to come up with extraneous explanations as to why they're exempt from Sukkah. Just come up with what? Very simple. At least it's the Mitzvah, but I'm not Mitzvah. Why? We had in our Mishnah that used the example by Sukkah. A guy who's going to be, he's going to trade, he's delivering pigeon money, right? He's traveling across the United States. He's on the way. He's just taking the night off to rest. He's sitting in his Motel 6 and he's watching ESPN. He doesn't have to go to the Sukkah. That was the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah that the Rashi said. So this, it actually physically engaging in Simcha Chasam Vakala can't be any less Oisik B'mitzvah than a guy sleeping in his bed
on his way to deliver Pidyon Shvuyim millions of money in California. Can't be any different, yes.
Maybe Rashi's not saying, compared to the physics of Rav Hazalov,
you're right. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. So, but then I simply ask you to follow. Rashi didn't say that, but Rav Avraham was up. Rashi said, "Ahani Tanoi."
Yes.
And I agree with you that the Gemara on Omer Aleph, which is now debating whether an Omer is Chayiv or Potter, based on the discussion whether Isaac Mirth replies, obviously it indicates the fact that Rav Avraham agrees with such a principle. Now I'm going to flip it to you. Why does Rav Avraham then have to come up with a whole excuse that the chassan is potter from the sugar, mishum the bar and the michtev and lechtu the sugar? Why did he need that? No, that's Gemara's answer. The Amoraim are just explaining why they couldn't. Abai and Rav are just explaining why you can't have the chuppah and the sukkah together. That was there. But the Gemara at my time of, that's Rav Avraham. He made a statement. And Chassan and the whole gang are exempt from sukkah. Why are they? Because you can't rejoice. Why did you say this? I used to commit to put them in our mitzvah. Who cares whether that's the reason. Not because it's going to interfere with something else. I am being Isaac the Mitzvah, that's it. Why didn't he say that?
Maybe per se, I don't know. We have two types of simchas that we're really establishing here. One is the simcha of Yantif, which is circuit, and one is the simcha of crossing the palace.
Right.
So maybe he's going to say that, you got to be happy. You got to be happy. Right? But for a chassan, he's got his happiness, and that's his different happiness. But then everybody else, everyone's happy. He's happy, so he's required, he's fulfilling the concept of simcha, if I'm
right,
that we normally associate with the answer. Maybe that's what Rabbi said, chassans are choosing to call me a chuppah, right? Opportunity.
The ball on that day.
Right?
Because, okay, maybe. I'm saying.
So you're happy.
I hear what you're saying. And now, according to this position, the Rav once pointed out that this might be an explanation for those dark chassidim who choose not to eat the sukkah on Shmini Esrei. The Rav gave a whole shiur defending the practice of chassidim not eating in the sukkah on Shmini Esrei. And of course, at the end of the shiur, he says, I explained it very well, but I want you to ignore everything I've said. And I want you to eat the sukkah shmini asaras. So he offered several explanations. One related to our Gemara is based on the following. Al-Pidin, or at least, not so much Al-Pidin, but the way we choose to observe shmini asaras slash is shmini asaras smukhas tari. That's what it is. And as a result, the Simchas Torah that we're experiencing is the rejoicing and the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah with Am Yisrael. And that's why when we do the end of the Torah and the beginning of Bereishis, we call it a Chassan. Chassan Torah. Chassan Bereishis. Well, what's the Chassan? Why do we put a Chuppah on? Because in effect we're going through a marriage. The marriage of Knesset Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the vehicle that is being used, Ksuba is the Torah, whatever you want to call it, Shtar Kedushin is the Torah, that's the vehicle that is being used. If the Gemara grants a license to a Chassan and Tala, due to their Simcha, that they're exempt from Sukkah, if you know in the Chassidish world, Shmini Atzeres was the most important day of the year. Most important day of the year. Because of Hashanah Rabbah. Exactly.
Because although we Litvaks believe that the Gemar Din is sealed on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yikav Seyman, to be on Yom Kippur Yikav Seyman, Balei Kabbalah came up with this business, no, that there's something called Hoshana Rabba. And our liturgy, our dominant, of course, is incorporating that. The Chasen wears the kittel, we use the tunes of Nila at Hoshana, there's all kinds of things. You know, there's no doubt that this is an impact. It's a Shira Malus, he doesn't read Yom Kippur, davening for Psukkit and Zimra, so that it's had an influence. So if the Gemar Din took place on Hoshana Rabba, Sechsidim came to the Rebbes in greater numbers on Shmini Atzeres than any other day, because you felt, oh, this is a day, and I finally made it, hopefully I'm going to be blessed with another good year. So if the simcha of a chasen and kala prati are exempt from a sukkah due to the inability to rejoice properly in the sukkah, so too to observe simchas yamtiv, which is the simchas chasen and kala of Knesset Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they felt it was impossible to engage in accommodating in the sukkah, and therefore the festive celebrations which transfer to the house. So that's one thing which the Rebbe always used to explain why the Chassidim don't eat in the sukkah. Then, just if you'll remind me, parenthetical remark, because even though this is good for Dafna Mem Vav Amid Beis, Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, but that's 10 years from now, then Vav Amid Aleph, who knows what's going to happen to them. The Rav explained Al Tidin why you really shouldn't eat the sukkah. This was one of his greatest shiurim in Maria. I'm sure Rabbi Santi will remember it well. He said, that's also not also there. He said as follows. He said, you have to understand what happens when the Chazal implement a second day of it. Particularly post the time when we use the Cheshbon. When we use the Cheshbon. Right? You know the calendar. You take out your pocket calendar, you know the Rosh Chodesh. So we're observing the second day of it. And that minute I'll say it'll be a day. What did the Chachamim do each time they obligated us to observe the second day of? They didn't say on the second day of Pesach, for example, I want you to eat matzah tonight. I want you to drink avokados. I want you to eat maror. I want you to say this to say that I'm done. That's not what they did. They did one simple thing. They took a day, which in effect was just Chol HaMoed, and the Rabbana now endowed it with Kedushas Hayoyim Mitzrabah. He said, today's Yom Tov, Mitzrabah. There are many consequences of that endowment Mitzrabah. Number one, can't do any malacha, because it's Yom Tov. Number two, by virtue of the fact that it happens to be Pesach, there is another of this. You're not allowed to eat matzah, you must eat matzah, you must eat drink avokados, and so on and so forth. On the eighth day of Yom Tov, they did the same thing. The day was supposed to be a Yom Chol, not just Chol Olo, it's supposed to be a Yom Chol, a work day. The Rabbanan said one thing. We are endowing that day with Kedushas Hayom. Automatically, what happens? You're not allowed to do Malacha, you're not allowed to eat Chametz for an extra day, you don't put on your tefillin, and you're davening Yom Tov. That capacity to endow a day which should have been a weekday and to convert it into a Yom Tov based on a rabbinic enactment undoubtedly exists, has been granted to the Rabbana. That works for every single day, second day Yom Tov, second day of Rosh Hashanah, where they said the same thing. Should have been a weekday. Should have been some Gedalia already. Should have been some Gedalia. And what's happening the Rabbanan said, no, today is Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, what happens? Now it's going to work. It's Rosh Hashanah. You better blow shofar, and so on and so forth. And daven all that davening the second day again. Now he's appointed some shofar. Works out beautifully. Except for Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is endowed with Kedushas Hayoyim Bita Oraisa. The Pasuk says, Bayoim Hashmini Atzeres Piyolochad. Chovelat Zahoyda, what is that? We go right here. How do we do the Loch Hashmini Atzeres? In order to get you into the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, what do Rabbanan have to say? Ona. They got Shmini Atzeres. Today's Lo Hishana Rabba. Right? They have to say, Sofet Shmini, Sofet Shmi. They have to say, no, today's not really what Hashanah Rabbah, today's not really Shmini Atzeres. Today's still Hashanah Rabbah. And if it's still Hashanah Rabbah, you're supposed to go to the Sukkah. The Rabbanan do not possess the ability to take a day which is endowed with Kedushas Hayoyim Nidda Oraisa, and now endow this day with Kedushas Hayoyim of Sukkot with the Rabbanan. Once they couldn't declare that today is endowed with Kedusha Sayyidim of Sukkot, because it is already endowed with Oraisa, the Mela, what don't you have to do? You don't have to eat the Sukkah. You only have to eat in the Sukkah, you only have to do a mitzvah of the day if the first step could have been facilitated, could have been accomplished. Namely, take a day, which is an ordinary day, and the Rabbanan invests in the Kedusha Sayyidim. That's the capacity the Rabbanan has. But in this format, they don't enjoy that ability. Because it's going from a Doraita to a Rabbanan. Not from a Cholomoi to a Yatav or a Yom Chol to one. Therefore they couldn't do it. Therefore they couldn't do it. In fact, the Rav added, we'll see this at the beginning of the third paragraph of Sukkah. That won't be 20 years away from that. That'll be sooner. That might be the reason why on the second day of Sukkot, we don't impose Seder D'Yayma either on certain things. Take for example, Seder Sukkot. Seder Sukkot. Does anybody, what? No. Anybody in there make Shechiyano on the second day of Lulav?
No.
Nobody. Why not? Why make Shechiyano on the second day of Lulav? We make a Lulav, we make Shechiyano on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, with Kir Shaifer. We make Shechiyano on the second day of Shavuos. We make Shechiyano on the second night of Pesach. Why don't we make Shechiyano here? So to the Lulav. Why not? Because, now, that's one answer. Because one answer is, another answer, because they wanted to maintain the parallelism between what and what, in the end of Sukkot and the beginning of Sukkot. Maybe that's me. But that's going further. We'll get to it in detail. But but primarily the Rav said, Ekronit, fundamentally, I think the Chassidim 100% right. Because of the fact that you can't just creep in and in fact he said, and you'll see, check the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam was sensitive to this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sukkah, the Oichlim Basukkah Shmoinas Hayomim. The Oichlim Basukkah Shmoinas Hayomim. No place in Mishnah Torah does the Rambam write about the second day of Yom Kippur practices. No place. Except in Hilchos Yasid, where he describes the institution of Yom Kippur. But in Hilchos Matzah, Chametz and Matzah, trust me, it's not there. The Rambam never says you're supposed to eat Matzah for 8 days. He did not eat Chametz for 8 days. He doesn't write it. Why? Because he assumes that you're going to remember what he wrote in Hilchos Yantid, that there is such a thing called what? The Shreinik. The Rambam never writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Hilchos Shaifer, if you're supposed to blow the Shaifer 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. He never says that. Why? Because the Rambam assumes, I'm here to discuss the Ikar Hadin, the Din the Old Rites. And that's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You want to know that? Look in the perspective, I'll remind you that there is such a thing as the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, what should the Rambam have written about Sukkah? How long should the Rambam have said he's supposed to eat in the Sukkah? 7 days. And then, remind you to do over there, and then you'll remember you're supposed to eat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. There's such a thing called Sukkah the Rabbah, or Sukkah the Yayin. that the Rav, the Rambam, knew that this position would be difficult. And therefore, what were, according to the Rav, what did the Rambam understand happened? The Chachamim made a special takana to sit in the sukkah when? When? Shmini Atzeres. Knowing full well that it really was, that it can't be sukkah. So they made a special takana, and therefore the Rambam records it. For Oichlin Vesukah Shmaina Chayavim. Knowing the difficulty of flashing back to Hilchos Yontif, that'll never work in. That'll never work in. That's why the Rav said, Ekronit. This is, he felt, was a halakhically powerful argument. Not this about comparing it to the Chassidim and to that, to Al-Gemar. Felt it was a halakhically very powerful argument. But he always concluded by saying, you know me, I always tell you never to disregard the minhagim of your family. Never. Always maintain loyalty to your family practices. Ignore everything I tell you. Except eating the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. I don't care if your father stands on his head. You must eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Must eat the sukkah Shmini Atzeres.
What is
Rami
mentioned about the bracha of not making a bracha on Shmini
Atzeres? Right there, he quotes the Gemara that you don't make a bracha. And that makes perfect sense too. You know why you can't make a bracha? Because you can't say Asher Kedishon Leishi Batsuka when there is no Asher Kedishon B'tzoyt Zivan Leishi Batsuka. Correct. And you don't need the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Right?
So you mentioned the where, whether Shmoneh Seyamim or even you have a Siyamtah.
No, he writes there, right there, Shmoneh Seyamim, that even though it's Shmoneh Seyamim, don't make a bracha on it. Right there he says. So he said that's what you're always supposed to do, just ignore what your parents do and just eat in the Sukkah. I remember when I got married, I figured, I'm going to do this. I never ate, my parents never ate the sukkah. Grandfather never ate the sukkah. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm not going to, when I'm going to come, I'm going to get married. I'm going to listen to the rug and not eat the sukkah. First year I said, eat the sukkah. First year I invited my parents to come to us the yantar. And I felt badly doing something that my father didn't do for so many years. So I never ate the sukkah. That was the first time. Never ate the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. Now let's see an incredible raivit. I distributed the raivit for you. This is an unbelievable raivit. I couldn't believe it until I saw it. Raps and Egra, an incredible raivit. Okay? Here you go. Anybody else? So if you want to make we'll talk about it. We'll get to the beginning of the third paragraph. Will be an ample discussion for that. Okay. Now, all of the Rishonim, are going to comment on the following. Rabotai, we know the style of the riff. The riff is not of the Gemara. It looks like the Gemara. He copies a lot of the Gemara. But what's the criteria for determining what the Rif quotes and what the Rif doesn't quote? The Halach, the Pasuk. Now, did the Rif quote the Mishnah? Of course he has quoted the Mishnah. What principle did the Mishnah establish? Are you thinking of Mr. Kapanamis? So the Baal Or is going to be upset with the Rif. Look at the top of the page. Tana Rabbanan. Hechotzan v'hashi yishvinim v'chol b'nei ha'chotah turim v'natzimim chayam z'kri yishma mishum Rabbi Sheila amru chotzan chotah v'hashi yishvinim v'chol b'nei ha'chayam. Well, what's going on here? The Baal Amor believes, not the way Rashi understood. The way Rashi understood. That these Kanonim are what? Are arguing on the mission. If that's the case, I can understand why the Gemara discussed it. The Gemara is here to open up our eyes, quote lots of different opinions. What's the Rif quoting it for? If the Rif already quoted the Mishnah, which he's duty bound to do, creating a principle, what's he quoting it? He should have skipped this. Why should he have skipped it? Because it's counteracting the principle has already been established by virtue of quoting the Mishnah. Shlu chay mitzvah pur min asukah. So the Ma'amar says, it's wrong. He made a serious flaw. So the Raivid and the Ramban are always going to defend. So let's take a look at the Raivid. It's on the right-hand side of the page. Fifth line, Amar Avraham. Anu ein lanu elo kedivrei harasa. We agree with Rashi. That was Shehei b'shnei abraisos v'halacha b'shneihen. I agree with Rashi, and I think the Rif holds this too. I agree with him. Kechachamim v'kulu sviru luhu oisik v'mitzvah pakavim. All of these people really hold not like Rashi, that oisik v'mitzvah pakavim v'mitzvah. The chasa ushushuvina ubnei chupa lav oskin b'mitzvah. You know why they're chayim to eat in the sukkah? You know why Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta, the name of Rab, says that the Rab gave to eat in the sukkah? Oh, excuse me, no. Why does he claim that they're pata from eating in the sukkah? Exactly. If it's not oisik b'mitzvah, pata b'ra mitzvah. Behind the theory of the sukkah, we should mitzvah. Mitzvah. Listen to how he defines the word mitzvah. V'i lo chadu b'hadei chasan kol shiva. If they are not going to have an opportunity to what? Rejoice nishtameach with the chasan. Mitzta'arim heim. They're going to be mitzvah. What is the Messiah? What is the Messiah that they're suffering? That they can't rejoice the custom of the Kaaba. So they are not Pasur based on the fact that Oisik b'mitzvah, Pasur b'na mitzvah. Because this Heisnesh can mitzvah. And I'll explain why in a minute. Really the principle is that Oisik b'mitzvah is Pasur b'na mitzvah. So statement number one. Why did Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda have to come up with something else, even though he believes it's Isaac for Mitzvah, Pasa Menah Mitzvah, like you said 100%? Because this is not Isaac for Mitzvah. Why is it not Isaac for Mitzvah? Because sitting and blowing balloons and party favors is not a Mitzvah. Doesn't mean that it's not a Mitzvah. What it really means is that Isaac for Mitzvah, Pasa Menah Mitzvah is only when the mitzvah which you are doing has a well-defined ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. When you can identify and say, this activity is the mitzvah. So when I am doing A, I'm exempt from B. Mitzvah simchas chasam v'kala doesn't have any what? Any shape. Any form. Some guy juggles. So he's not Mrs. Chassid Lekala. Other guys become a vatkin and they make rhymes and they that's this Mrs. Chassid Lekala. Other guys, just by virtue of attending, they think, my friend is that's Mrs. Samaya Chassid Lekala. That's they don't want to buy the anything. That's me. A lot of other guys. You know, it's tracking over here. That's enough. You know, I got it. You know, sometimes I like to dance. Other people are not interested in dancing. So what happens? That's what happens. But I am excited because if I have to be in that sukkah, I'm not going to be able to be in the sukkah because of the power. That agony, the fact that I cannot do another mitzvah, is called mitzvah. That's a unique definition of the writer. Read it again. And what? That all of these people think we should mitzvah. The e lo chadu the hazei chasan kol shiva mitzta'arin heim. The mitzta'arin heim the chasan. He didn't have a chassan. Same thing.
No, that's good by Torah.
Because he has a special mitzvah being sameach the kallah.
That's good by
Torah. What's that? Umishum hachi chayavim heim b'chol ha-mitzvos. Chutz me'elu ha-mitzvos. Now I gotta explain tefillah and tefillah. Mishum shikrus u'bizoyom the tefillah. The kaimelon, because we paskin, shikur al yispalel. So the riff, the writer says, I don't need this kabbalah business for the davening. Very simple. Shikrus. Shikrus precludes you from davening, and if you become shikur, it's a bizoyo for the film that you're wearing. Same reason. So therefore, it's not the way Rashi said that what? That they disagree with the principle of Isaac with the Pasad and the Mitzvah. No! If they disagree, why would the riff quote opposing opinion? Answer, says the writer, there is no one to be talking about. Nobody disagrees with the principle of Isaac for Mitzvah, Pasim, and Amit. So why does the Rit call all these exceptions? Because they're based, each one is based on a separate consideration. The Pasim is Pasim, the gang is Pasim from Sukkah because the big expired, and the gang is Pasim from this because they can't concentrate because they'll be drunk.
Rabbi Shela is arguing what
Mitzvah
is, what it applies to?
No. These guys are... Rabbi Shela never said anything about Sukkah.
Right, but in these three cases, he also holds us from his part of Mitzvah? 100%. So,
this is not called Isaac the Mitzvah, but not Mitzvah.
So what's the argument to Chalm when he says...
Who can we demand of... That we don't know. Does he agree like Rashi that all he's doing is saying that what? That a chassid in addition to what? Being chassid from anything, he's also chassid from
Kriya. So what if my problem then is what if you want to hold that he holds also mitzvah from the mitzvah?
Everybody holds that.
Okay. So then let's say he the first way that the chachamim that he argued with the chachamim and said that the
other guys are chayiv in everything.
You think? And just the chassid only is exempt from it or.
Correct. Only the chassid is exempt.
And only
why?
Only in tefillah and tefillah.
Right. Why? Because maybe the chassid's got a line on his mind. Everybody drinks a little l'chaim with the chassid. Right? You drink only one l'chaim. So if you drink only one l'chaim, you're not going to get classed to such a point. But if everybody comes and drinks a l'chaim with the chassid, by the time that they get there 5 to 10 times, he's already classed. So this tirgah or shikrut is a factor according to Rabbi Shela only for the chassid. Everybody else can maintain the same line, and therefore they have to daven and they have to put on stone. No reason not to.
The only thing with Mitzvah is doesn't mention circumcision.
That's correct.
So why does the Rif quote both and not pass it according to the Chalmud or the Shela?
What? That's a good question. That's a different question. Why didn't the Rif just simply tell us which one he favors? That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Good question. Not sure.
And according to other way that we would learn of
course. And in fact, the Baal Amor is upset with the Rif, you know, why he quoted both prices. He should have passed like one of them at least. You want to quote one of them? Okay. Don't quote both of them. 100%.
And the other way of learning the statement of Rav Shela?
In which case? In which case, everybody, all Rav Shela did was say, that Chassan is going to be so plastered that he can't even take 5 minutes to say Kriya Shema.
Everyone's tired of everything else.
No. The other way, when Rashi learned it, is everybody holds that all the other guys are exempt from Tzvila and Tzvila. But they are tired of Kriya Shema. Comes along Rabbi Shem and says, no, the Chassan's part of Kriya Shema. That's the way Rashi preferred. Rashi preferred it. So that's a very, very big, very big chiddush. Very big chiddush.
What's the
impact then still being the Sameach Basin Mekal? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah being the Sameach Basin Mekal. To make them happy. Okay, it's probably only a mitzvah midrabbanan. It's not only probably. It's undoubtedly a mitzvah midrabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel writes at the beginning of Perek Aleph Hilchos Avel that... That based on biblical examples of Yaakov, who observed Avelus, have no relevance to us whatsoever, because of the famous rule of Nitna Torah v'nischat Shehalacha.
Once the Torah comes, there is nothing that's relevant in the Avos' life is mandating or binding us. You need a mitzvah in the Torah. No, in the Torah, anything post Avram. Is there anything about anything about Avelus afterwards? Yes, one pasuk. In relationship to whom? Moshe and Aaron, Nadav and Avihu. And the Torah only focuses the Achalti Chatzot. What's the next word?
Hayoyim. Ah, the first day, the day of the death, first day of Avelus is the rise. Why is this 7 days? Moshe, Tikkun LeYisrael, that's the Rambam says, Shivas Yimei Avelus, and Shivas Yimei Avelus. It's only the Rabban. In fact, many Rishonim claim that based on this discussion, where you in theory would be able to apply Oisik B'mitzvah Chatzon HaMitzvah, other than the fact that it doesn't have this well-defined shape, you would apply the rules even though a mitzvah is a Rabbanan and would override and exempt what? A mitzvah is a Raisin. Some Rishonim bring proof from this subject that had we not claimed that this is not, the way Raisin said, this is not Oisik B'mitzvah, but had it been Oisik B'mitzvah, you would ask the question, why should I be exempt from Tefillah and Tefillin? After all, Tefillah is a Raisin, Mitzvah is only Mitzvah Rabbanan. The answer is, his askus of a Mitzvah Mitzvah Rabbanan is what exempts you even from Mitzvah Mitzvah Raisin.
But the problem is that there is no well-defined shape, and therefore, the Ravid says, there is no Isaac B'mitzvah, Pachim and HaMitzvah. But it's not that he disagrees with the principle entirely. So we have a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and the Ravid, how to understand this subject. Yes?
Anybody?
Yeah. Yes.
No, Shiva only. 100% Rashi quoted that he said
that
he's going to heal and
you know, for some. So in that case, we do have a defined, shall we say, parameter of how to handle the failures.
Correct.
You know, you know, for some, and present,
right? So in theory, it should have applied. Yes?
So what is the basis for a mitzvah, for Rabban being
called
here a
Zoraisa? Because if this would have been Oisik B'mitzvah, why did the Ravid say the Gemara has to come up with these extraneous reasons for davening and everything? Because it's not that we deny the principle of Oisik B'mitzvah, it's just not Oisik B'mitzvah. Inference, had it been Oisik B'mitzvah, the Gemara would have said that you're potter from everything. Potter mikol mitzvos, not just tefillah and tefillin and kriya shema, everything. Are you only doing a mitzvah midrabbanan? Must be that a mitzvah midrabbanan overpowers and exempts you even a mitzvah midoraisa. That's a big machloikas of Rishonim. Some quote this in relationship to our sugya here.
Is that because if you the other place where the consequences of it, you were okay with the Raisa is the second day the last day of Yom Kippur is also like because your argument is film.
Okay, but that's not because of. Of Oisik B'mitzvah. We're Oisik B'mitzvah Tfilah based on the principle that Yesh Koyach Bayat Chachamim Lachadova B'shev Al Ta'asa. The Chachamim can simply say sit on your can and don't put on Tfilah. That's correct. But that's not because of Oisik B'mitzvah, but the Menah Mitzvah. Yeah.
Is anybody troubled by the fact that in the time of this mitzvah, the best possible way is to get as drunk as
possible as can? I am... Pretty no, nobody says anything. There is no doubt that there are times that if you take the simple reading of the Gemara in Megillah about Chayiv Adam LeBesumei Bepuria and the way most Rishonim interpret it, it means to get plastered. That's correct. And here, the Gemara is exempting you from davening and from wearing tefillin for 7 days. 7 days, Shivas Yimei HaMishta. Can you imagine? Based on the Chashash of Shiklus. It's, I don't know whether or not he's, Rashi's not advocating it. He's saying, I can't take a chance. Why didn't Rashi get up there and say, you know what? Drive it. All right, just don't do it. Don't get so plastic that you should be exempt. It's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, they could hold their lip. They could hold their lip.
And my whole position, you know, I've spoken about this publicly and written about it, that, you know, there are times when it comes when you need a harasha. You need a harasha. And if you'll speak to anybody involved in Jewish education on a high school level, they will tell you that for kids who are experiencing problems, drugs are no longer the issue. It's drinking. Drinking. The problem kids are the party and drinking, not drugs. Baruch Hashem, that can relate to something else. If there is that kind of mentality, we need a Hayrah Shah, like the Rabbeinu Ephraim said, that the story quoted in the Gemara, I always mention, where Rabba went to Rabbi Zeira's house, and he went to Suda Purim. Rabbi Zeira was, Rabba got drunk, and he killed Rabbi Zeira, and he said, he prayed, and after he woke out of the stupor, he prayed, and so next year Rabba invited him again. Rabbi Zeira said, I'm not with any son Chalal and Eid. And the Rabbi O'Brien, quoted by the Baal Rav, said, why did the Gemara quote the story? To show you the dangers of getting drunk. To reject the Gemara's premise that you have to get drunk. That's why the Gemara put in the story, to illustrate the danger. In today's time, it requires brave, courageous Paiskin to simply get up there and say, the halakha is like the Bein HaKadosh, get the Shulchan Aruch.
End of discussion. That's all. I don't know why Rashi didn't say it. She's going to let you drink for 7 days and exempt you from davening and tefillin for 7 days because you're drunk for being the Sameach Chasson V'Kal. It's very strange. Okay? Rabotai, continue next to that.